God is so good, and I just want to take a few minutes and talk about Him and tell you some things about yourself, who you are. Amen. Why is such a challenge? And the enemy don't want you to discover, but we got it. God is putting this on the big screen. He's revealing to the children, His children, the reality of who you are. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. The price has been paid. Glory to God. The resurrected Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Why did He sit down? Because He accomplished all the will of the Father for our redemption. Amen. And in that redemption, God had a plan all the time. He wanted every one of us to know that plan. Not only know it, but He wants us to walk in it. It's for you because you're so dear to Him and so precious. Amen? Amen. So look at our text here, our scripture here. Walk, it says, Christ hath redeemed us, what? From the curse of the law. I'm going to read that again. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. How did He do it? Being made a curse for us. He took our place and became the curse. For it is written, what you mean? You know, when Jesus in the wilderness and Satan at the end of His 40 days, Satan came to him and said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to what? Be made bread. And then Jesus replied to him, or answered him, man shall not what? Live by bread alone, but by every word that what comes out of the mouth of God. For it is what? It is, it's written. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Satan, curses everyone that hangs on a tree. Where did Jesus hang? He became our curse. He became our sacrifice. He is the sacrificial lamb. He's the one that paid the price. He's the one that satisfied the claims of justice. He's the one, the first one that was raised from the dead spiritually. Hallelujah. So Christ had redeemed us from the curse. All right, watch this. He redeemed us from the curse. That means there is no more curse. Ooh. And what God wants you to stop doing, He wants you and I to stop doing, stop calling normal what's a curse. It's not normal for you to be sick. That's a curse. It's not normal for you to be broke and in poverty. That's a curse. Hallelujah. It's not normal for you to be stretched out with all kind of problem, mind messed up. That's a curse. Hallelujah. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. From what? From the curse. Why did He redeem us from the curse? That look at it, that the blessing of Abraham might come on who? Israel experienced the blessing of God under the old covenant, but not the full. They were blessed in their bodies. They were blessed to prosper and so forth, but they didn't have the redemption of the word. They were not born again. But the blessing that was on Abraham, hallelujah, he wanted to come on us. We were outcasts, heathen, with no covenant, no God, just heathen. Israel had a God. Ooh. We had some God, but they didn't do nothing. They were dead. They stand them up in the corner. They couldn't talk, had ears, couldn't hear. I don't need that kind of God. He couldn't speak up for me. Just stand him in the corner, just stand there. Hang him around your neck, he just hang. Wasn't saying nothing for me. But this God of Israel, hallelujah, he said something for you, did something for you, and brought something to you. Hallelujah. So, we need to get it settled today in our hearts if we haven't done so. I am not cursed. Why? Because I've been redeemed. Say that with me. I am not cursed. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen to this. Since I'm redeemed, I will not allow Satan to perpetrate. I won't allow him to perpetrate in my life. Bringing things in my life that cause me hurt and pain and lack, confusion, strife, envy, and all the other stuff that come with it, I won't allow that. Are you listening to me? Because Christ has redeemed me from it, and he's trying to bring poverty in your life, confusion, strife in your home, on your job. He don't want you to make enough money. He don't want you to have money to operate. He wants you to beg. Hallelujah. He wants you to see yourself insufficient, unqualified, do not deserve. Maybe I can get a crown. Maybe I can survive. Maybe somebody put me on some kind of program. Huh? Put me on some kind of program that'll help me. But you've been joined to a kingdom that has no lack. Y'all didn't hear me. You have been made an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Where there's nothing missing, nothing broken. Everything is whole and complete. And you have a full right to walk in these things. But we've been told opposite. If you live careful, you might get by. I don't live careful. I live by faith. Hallelujah. God is my security and my protection. Who is he to you? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile. How? Through Jesus Christ. That we might receive what? Promise of the Spirit. What is the promise of the Spirit? What is? Since we are there, why don't we